You're listening to the end of the Mayan Calendar Broadcast-a-thon on Siren 107.3 FM, together with ChillPackHollywood.com and Combat Radio in Los Angeles, celebrating the end of the Mayan calendar in style.
The following takes place between the hours of 8.02 p.m. and 9 p.m. GMT on December the 20th, 2012. The Mayathon has arrived.
Quite right, too. OK, Ed, I believe you're in charge of the rest of the bits and pieces. We'll just confirm that our people from Rain Tower still... Are you still there, Claire?
And, yes, we're still here.
Excellent. Okay. Are you ready for some wonderful carolling and such like, Ed? This is going to be good, isn't it?
Yeah, the choir from St. Mary Magdalene's Church in Balegate are going to perform Hark the Herald for us and Ding Dong Merrily on High in just a few moments.
In just a few moments. So they're set up there. I just want to confirm that obviously we've got a test that everything else is coming through. We're opening up a channel. We're still waiting for Ian to obviously plug in the right routines on this particular area. We just heard Just One Kiss, of course. Tiffany, does that make you want to go out and buy the album?
It does, definitely.
Well, see, that's
Tiffany.
That's Tiffany. And I've got to ask the question, Tiffany. Named after the Jill St. John character in Diamonds Are Forever, Tiffany Case, or named after Tiffany, I Think We're Alone Now?
I Think We're Alone Now.
I thought so.
I was actually named after that, yeah.
I had a feeling it might have been that sort of scenario there, as opposed to, yeah, I just thought it was I Think We're Alone Now, rather than Jill St. John in Diamonds Are Forever. But it was worrying me for quite a year, about a year or so, etc. Ian's just switched off the lights of the choir and now in complete darkness. So I don't quite know what he's actually decided to do there. Have you decided to have a power cut, Ian, or we just sort of blocked them out completely? He's obviously switched off all the lights there. Well, I suppose, you know, why not sing in complete darkness after all? You know, it's what Rain Town would actually cope with. You know, it's a case of just switch the lights off and let's not worry at all. Because, bless them, none of the choristers actually confused at all. Do I need to open this up, this channel now? Are we all set from this? Ian, would you like to press that button then, telling where we're sort of live to go on? Just go on now. That's fine. He's done that. He's changed all the systems. The choir are set and ready. Rain Town are actually set and ready. Prepare yourselves, dear listener, and Rain Town, and indeed fans across the world. Splendor now.
Ding dong merrily on high, in heaven the bells are ringing. Ding dong merrily the sky is ringing with angels singing. So here we will be low. the steeple bells be swung, and oy, 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 oh, by priest and people sung. Chime ye ring us, may you beautifully rhyme your eve-time song ye sing us.
Wondrous, very much fantastic stuff there. I think it's well put together. Ease away from outside. Yeah, a rattles round of applause. Guys, Raintown, Paul Bain, and Claire MacArthur, what did you make of the St. Mary Magdalene's Church Choir in Balegate?
I loved it. The harmonies were spectacular.
Excellent. Harmonies were spectacular, which is fantastic stuff. Listen, Tiffany, I'm going to ask you to throw those last two questions to Paul Bain and Claire MacArthur, our ace people from Raintown, actually, as we're just joined by Choir Master Extraordinaire Chris Brooke. Good evening, Chris. How
good
are you?
Good evening to you. You're very complimentary.
We've already had the line from two of our ace musicians in Glasgow. The harmonies were spectacular. So there we are.
Indeed. It's
wonderful stuff. Chris, stay with us for a few moments. Tiffany, last two questions for Paul and... Oh, actually, Paul and Claire, have you got any questions you want to put to the Choir Master, Chris Brooke? Chris Brooke, before you actually go there.
So what's your favourite hymn to sing?
My favourite hymn?
Yeah.
I don't really have one, seeing as I spend all my time playing them.
Fair enough. Good answer. Nicely put together on that thing. Moving on. Tiffany, last two questions for Paul and Claire, please.
Paul and Claire, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today?
It's very interesting. It's always great to come on to sign in and have a chat with you guys. So it's always a pleasure and... You know, Tiffany, we always look forward to it, so hopefully next time it's in person. And
if there is a next time.
Yeah, that'd be great, yeah.
as ever, Claire, obviously, sort of just if there is, of course there will be. You know, let's be positive. Let's work on that basis. Guys, we salute you for the moment. Many thanks indeed to Raintown. Chris, we're back with yourself now. We'll be going to Los Angeles in a few moments to touch base with probably Phil Leonis to catch up. And then Kelly Duncan Joyner will be connecting as well with us. Any thoughts about taking the St. Mary Magdalene's Church Choir in Balegate international?
It's a thought, and at the moment it staying as a thought, I should think. But it's a nice idea. I mean, you know, music's not just for anybody sort of locally, it's international, it speaks many languages. It actually crosses linguistic borders when you think about it, because I've had the experience of seeing two people, teenagers it so happened, who were unable to speak each other's language, but they were able to sit together side by side and play music, in this case on the alto saxophone. And a rather moving experience it was, to be quite truthful.
Fantastic. Like you said, the harmonies were absolutely fantastic on that particular point of view. Nicky, obviously, as a German, there are a lot of our Christmas traditions that come from Germany. Any thoughts on what you've just heard from the choir of St. Mary Magdalene's Church in Balegate?
Oh, I love a good carol, and I wish I was not a soprano, because I'm always trying to do the descant and I can't, because I'm only an alto, and I thought it was really beautiful.
How can you help this young lady? You know, the descant, the alto, soprano, it's very difficult.
Well, it is really. I mean, sometimes you spend all your time growling around in the bottom end of the, you know, the tenors and basses, and then suddenly you get the tune. So, whilst the soprano line are you know, merrily fleeing these notes right up in the bottom, in the top end of the roof, you also have sort of the tenors and the altos and the basses unifying together to actually get a chance of singing the main tune, which is quite a treat for them.
Before we actually go back to the St. Mary Magdalene's Church Choir in Balegate with some more wonderful choirs, something I've wanted to play for Nicky for quite some time, actually, and it's a little treat just for us all, because I know she's going to be delighted to know that we have actually managed to book, yes, the original recording of the Obernkirchen Children's Choir with the Happy Wanderer.
Schwenke meinen Hut.
he was, though, a happy wanderer, Nicky. What do you think? I think he was a definite happy wanderer.
He caught me daydreaming. Yeah. This, you know, brings back memories from a long, long time ago. I think he must have been. Because it makes you want to... there's this thing called schunkeln in German, really? Where you link your arms to... You sit in a long row, preferably around the table in the pub, and you link your arms together, and you sway with your beer, and you sort of go from side to side, and it makes me want to do that, which is very disturbing.
Well, it's much as we'll be heading off now to another attempt, another joyous sequence from the fabulous singers who are currently in Studio 1C, to be precise. It's our equivalent of Siren of the Maida Vale Studios, doing their own magical scenario, of course. We are delighted to actually welcome once again the fabulous sound of the choir from St Mary Magdalene in Balegate. I think they're all set and ready to go, and here comes more audio magic.
Angels keep their watch of wandering love.
thought that was absolutely splendid. And let's see what Phil Dearness, our man in Los Angeles, thought. Are you enjoying this little choir of St. Mary Magdalene's Church choir in Balegate with their carol singing, Phil?
It's keeping me calm. It's pretty much the only thing that's keeping me calm right now, Alex, because everything's speeding up as we approach the end of days, and there's just frantically too much to take care of. So it's therapeutic, let me put it that way.
Good. Therapeutic. That's the important thing. Have we got one more? Would you like one more, Phil, just to sort of tide us through this particular piece? I think we've got, because Ed Wellman is actually singing in this choir. I'll hopefully have photographs up online, etc. Ed, it seems to be going splendidly from our point of view. We've just heard Phil Dearness effectively turn around and say, you're keeping him calm. So, and that's before he's even started his leg of the marathon, etc. So good news there.
They are sounding good, aren't they, Phil?
It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. I mean, the audio, now that you've got all your technical difficulties out of the way, also the acoustics and the audio quality is fantastic. We could be issuing a recording of this and selling it on iTunes, I think.
Fabulous. And you want one more, do you?
I think Phil would like one more. Okay, would you like one more?
Oh, definitely.
Nicola Clancy, would you have one more?
Yes, please.
See, Phil, Nicola Clancy's here. She's had a heck of a day, but she's here. Tiffany's gone, but Nicola's here. She's even brought cake. It's fantastic. So here are one more sort of event that's coming through from this particular area here. And I think we'll have, obviously, Nicky and company sort of sharing in the delights that are indeed the St. Mary Magdalene's Church Choir in Balegate, carol singing here on Siren 107.3 FM on our Myathon special.
Watch shepherds, watch their flocks by night, all seated on the ground. The angel of the Lord came down, and glory shone around. Fear not, said he, for mighty dread has seized their troubled mind. Glad tidings of great joy I bring to you and all mankind. To you in David's town this day is born of David's line, a Saviour who is Christ the Lord, and this shall be the sign. Thus heavenly babe you there shall find, to human beauty displayed, all meanly wrapped in swathing bands, and in a manger laid. Thus spake the seraph, and forthwith appeared a shining throne of angels praising God, who thus addressed their joyful song. O glory be to God on high, and to the earth be peace. Good will henceforth from men to men begin and never cease.
I think that deserves a full round of applause. Well done. Absolutely wonderful. Are you clapping in Los Angeles?
I am. I'm moved. I'm kind of. I'm soaking it all in now.
Said, Phil, that we were going to keep the magic going, and we jolly well will. So well done. We'll invite the choir master to come in again. If Chris would like to join us one more time, we have a few words with Chris. We'll be hopefully putting a few photographs as well up on Facebook very, very shortly. Obviously, as you might have expected, our computer sort of system has decided to actually say we'll just be quieting down on that. Chris, if you'd like to sort of just grab a set of headphones there, we have Phil Dearness from Los Angeles, ace director of a whole heap of fine things, also our co-host of Chilpack Hollywood and co-host of this scenario there. He was moved by that, so I think
easily pleased.
No, you know, it is interesting. When I guess maybe I'm a bad audience, because when I hear
things that really move me. I'm not quick to leap into forward in my chair and applaud. You know, I really want to. I want to savor the moment.
I don't think you're alone there. I don't think you're alone there at all.
Yeah, I mean, it's also when I go to the theater. It's taken me a lot of years. For example, when I see a live performance of a play, especially when there's someone in it I know, it's taken me a lot of years to get to the point where I can go backstage afterwards and make small talk, because generally I really want to be in that moment. I want to savor it. I want to reflect upon it. Mm-hmm. And somehow, you know, just the simplest act of making small talk and saying good job mm-hmm. takes me out of that magical bubble that's been created for me where quite frankly anything is possible, and emotionally where all the good and the bad and the so-called ugly of our existence kind of makes sense and is redeemed when you hear music.
It's one of those things that crosses boundaries, really, doesn't it? Because as I said earlier on, I've seen two people sitting next to each other who couldn't speak each other's sort of normal language, but they could make music together. And it just crosses boundaries, it transcends. It's a language in itself. It says things that words and perhaps movements and pictures cannot say. And I've actually seen grown men, guys, you know, really big, sort of big, beefy guys with hands like mechanical grabbers, you know, move to tears by a particular piece of music. And, it's something that you can't just explain in words, because it is a sort of non-verbal method of communication, and as I've said, you know, it catches people unawares quite often. So much so that they feel rather initially embarrassed by the fact of being caught up unawares. But it's a thing that you can't explain in words, because the very nature of music itself is something that how can you put it? It just is.
Well, Joseph Campbell once explained that, you know, the best things in life can't be talked about because they defy language altogether.
And I agree with that.
The next best things in life we misspeak about by just applying labels, like words like love, for example. We have a word for it, but the definition in words is not the same for any two people. And so all that really leaves us with, where words are concerned, is conversation. So why I think shows like this are important is because hopefully we are elevating conversation a little bit, engaging in artful conversation, but it's truly why we need art, because that aspires to explore those best of things that can't be explored through vocabulary.
Yeah. Absolutely, I would agree with that.
Chris, would you like to give some name checks to some of the fine people who are singing in this choir?
Because some of the fine people are singing.
Exactly, because I think they need to be name checked.
Well, I could try and do the fine people, or otherwise I can just mention this lot here. There's Jeff Brown on tenor, who's a well-known local singer, and he's sung many of the major choral works that are worth singing at all in his time as a member of the Lincoln Choral Society. Harry Bird is with us tonight, and Harry Bird is a guy who's got his own group called Harry Bird and Rubber Wellies.
I've just sworn he actually said Harry Bird and his rubber wellies, though, Phil.
I did just say Harry Bird and his rubber wellies.
It's okay.
It's okay. Your hearing is in full working order.
British humour, separate line entirely.
Well, he is a sort of professional performer, and he has this group, and they are international. They actually are based in Bilbao in Spain, but they will be coming back to St Mary Magdalene's for a fourth time this year. And it's always very well attended gig, is that, because one of our functions at St Mary's is to put on music and sort of be part of the community and embrace the community, and not just keep ourselves sort of in a nice little holy huddle for a Sunday morning. Then in the soprano line there is, she's known as Nell, her proper name is Eleanor. There's also Rachel, there's Jane, there's Jenny, there's Geraldine. I'm trying to think if I've missed anybody. In the alto department there's Pippa and there's Shirley. And of course, in the bass department, there's Ed himself, who we just discussed. He's a closet singer, you know. His truth is out now. He's been a closet singer for all these years, and his cover's blown.
He wouldn't be on the show if he wasn't able to actually hit those notes with perfection.
How can you hold your head up now in public?
Chris, it's been a genuine pleasure. All the very best. We'll hopefully see you again in the near future.
Hopefully, and here, I mean, there's a big carol service at St Mary's on Sunday night if people are moved to attend. If you are going, go early, because it is always packed out. But nevertheless, happy Christmas to all who may be listening.
Fantastic, and happy Myathoning. Okay, there we are. Chris heading off now with the choir and all the rest of the bits and pieces. We will hopefully, you say, have some photos and various other bits and pieces up online as well, so you can touch base with that. And as you rightly said, Phil, we'll hopefully sort of release them on iTunes as well, which is always great stuff. Nicola, welcome to the show. Have you got any questions you want to put to Phil Dearness?
How's it been going?
Well, he hasn't started yet, of course. We're the warm act. No, no.
Oh, I'm confused. Don't ask me any more questions. I don't know.
It's going good, though, now, because I've finally been able to access where our live show will be streaming. I'll be able to send to Alex the identification and the password so that hopefully tomorrow he can take over our feed for the final 3 hours of your show on that end. We want to bring our listeners...
I wouldn't hold my breath on this particular instance. The fun we've had with our computer systems, Phil, but never mind. You know, we'll get there. We will keep on going.
We will get there. Exactly. It's more than these engines can take, but I have no doubt that you'll be able to squeeze just a little more speed out of them. So everything's going good. What's not to love? It's the end of the world, everybody. We get to start over.
Exactly. Phil, would you like to throw those last two questions to husband and wife team extraordinaire, one from Germany, one from Britain? They've been here, they've shared, they brought cake, they're coming back tomorrow, at least Nikki is, and we're having a whole lunch, etc. But they're heading off into Lincoln now. So would you like to ask them, have they enjoyed their sequence today? I mean, we did play the Gelsenkirchen, or the Oberkirchen, the Gelsenkirchen. You see, I don't know.
It's actually, Gelsenkirchen is where close to where I come from, so you've got some interference
Valderi,
going on there.
Anyway, over to you, Phil. Last two questions, please.
Well, would you lovely folks enjoyed your experience on this sequence of the end of the Mayan calendar broadcast-a-thon?
Absolutely loved it. Now, my husband's determined not to say a word, so he's just nodding his head vaguely, being the Lancashire man that he is. Yes, he's had a good time.
I think if I was there in studio, I would know that he is nodding his head.
You see, we've got a webcam up and all the rest of his visas.
And can we look forward to having you return to the studio in the very near future?
Yes, I would say 10 o'clock tomorrow morning UK time. Yeah. Try and stop me. Yeah. There is cake. Yeah, I'll be judging.
Entertaining in all sorts of wonderful ways. Ilana Rain is connecting, I think, for the next hour. We'll just confirm we've got all the numbers and everything else very much sorted out. Hopefully Kelly Duncan Joyner will squeeze in a few moments with as well. Richard Moore from Mint Audio Restoration has got a classic End of the World song that he's also been working on. So that's all to come. Hear the Ruttles. Bye-bye for now, Phil.
Bye, Phil.
Bye-bye.
Neil Innes, Eric Idle, Ricky Fatar, and one other, The Ruffles. Let's be natural. Well, if it's going to be the end of the world and the Myathon, etc., let's go Mint Audio - Respiration. Restoration? Respiration. I don't know. Welcome aboard the good ship Myathon on Siren 107.3 FM. Richard Moore, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you very much, Alex. Are you? Excellent.
Yeah, we're good. As I say, computers are now seemingly, touch wood, back to speed again. The St. Mary Magdalene's Church Choir in Balegate produced some outstanding live music with us recently. In fact, a matter of moments ago, Nicola Clancy's in the studio, and all's well with the world. We've still got to squeeze in Kelly Duncan joining from Los Angeles, Kenny Halliday from with the song Eight Coronas, Belinda Wannis, Sarah Chase, Western Swing Authority, and a whole heap of other goodies. But we're with you now, Richard, after Michelle's sensational piece earlier, Don't Sleep in the Subway. You've gone all Helen Shapiro on us.
Absolutely, yes.
So let's just test Nicola Clancy on this one. Nicola, have you encountered Helen Shapiro before?
I can't say I have. But I'm very interested. Well, I want to know more.
She wants to know more, so does the listener. Share with us.
Well, Helen, you see, was really one of the... I don't know whether she still holds the record for the youngest person to get a number one in this country. I suppose she might do. Mm-hmm. She was about 14. She was a schoolgirl in 1961 and had a hit... I think it was called Don't Treat Me Like a Child was her first one, I think, and she was 14 and still at school, but she had a voice quite unlike anybody else. Her recording manager was a guy called Norrie Paramore, who was the producer of people like Cliff Richard and so on at that time. And apparently the demo tape was sent into the Abbey Road studios, and Norrie Paramore heard this recording come through, and he said, "He's good, who's that?" And so it turned out that it was actually Helen Shapiro. And this particular song I've got for you is
very apt,
from
very
1962.
And we thought it was going to be the end of the world then, but no, it wasn't, you know, so all's well.
Absolutely.
We're still here. The Mayan sort of 5,000 years of excitement is still sort of carrying through with this particular area. Go on, quick introduction so we can actually unveil this revelation of Mint audio restoration quality.
Well, absolutely, yes. This is from, I say the song was from 1962. It was originally recorded by somebody in America called Skeeter Davis. And it was covered by Helen a couple of years later on an album called Helen Hits Out. And it's called The End of the World.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, can we look forward to more Helen Shapiro goodness in 2013, assuming we're spared?
Well, hopefully. We have something planned. I've been working with Helen and her husband, John, recently on a set that we're putting together, which should have some hits from way back in the 60s, right through to some of her gospel stuff that she's been doing recently. And a lot of extremely rare stuff in between.
Do you know what, Nicola? I think we should invite Richard to represent us and obviously sort of inquire as to whether Helen might be willing to join us herself in the new year. What do you think?
Yeah, certainly.
Do you think that might be a possibility?
Well, I can certainly ask the question. Well,
there we are. I think it would be good to actually celebrate that whole side of things. It's fantastic. MintAudioRestoration.co.uk, the go-to place for all sorts of things. Richard, we're going to have to cut short because we've got to get back to Los Angeles to speak to Kelly Duncan Joyner. Nicola, last two questions for Richard, please.
Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today?
Absolutely, as always.
Excellent. And can we look forward to speaking with you in the very near future?
I'm sure, no doubt.
Excellent. Excellent. Richard Moore will return, as we said. Meanwhile, do you know how Christmas trees are growing? La, 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 la. With, of course, Ed Wellman, who's back with us now. We've had Richard Moore's Mint Audio Restoration with Helen Shapiro with The End of the World. And, of course, we just heard from the movie On Her Majesty's Secret Service. Do they know how Christmas trees are growing? Can it get any better, Nicola?
No, certainly not.
I think it can, you know. I think it can. I think all you need at this particular stage to really just give it a little cherry on top of the fourth hour of our sequence here is a true legend. One of our first Californian links. She was actually Miss Coca-Cola or Miss Arizona for the Coca-Cola organisation. Other fizzy drinks are available. She has a fabulous son. She just wants. She's a big Shirley Temple fan, as opposed to Shirley Jones. Whom might I be referring to, Nicola?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I'm just having a look on here.
Ed, do you know who we're referring to?
Kelly Duncan Joyner.
Well, I think so. I mean, you know...
You
there's, his there's Kelly's son in the background saying, "They've forgotten your name, Mummy. They've forgotten your name. I'd renegotiate the contract."
Was a lucky guess.
How are you, Kelly?
I'm wonderful, but I have to correct you. I was never Miss Arizona. I was always Teen USA and California. So I was only born in Phoenix.
There you go.
And we left that place very quickly.
That's I'm glad we parked that. Okay, so Miss Teen USA, very important. It's very crucial for
Very different. And I could say that because it's been more than the long.
Now, Kelly, to me and your fans on this side of the Atlantic, you will always be Miss Teen USA.
I think
your artists will take that in the spirits that it's actually made, which is very important. Yeah. Anyways, moving on, you did alert me to the fact a few weeks ago. You said, "Yeah, fine, we'll get everybody signed up." Amy Rush, she's travelling. Everybody seems to be travelling in Los Angeles, apart, of course, from Paul Lewis, Dean Hagland, and so on. What's going on? Are you kind of leaving?
Well, yes, we are. But in many ways, I wish we were not, and I wish it was not the last day of the world. But, you know, that's why I sit in my wedding dress here eating my favorite bonbons. But besides that, right now is the greatest time to be in L.A. because you can get a parking spot. This is very rare. And you can actually go to the store. There isn't hustle and bustle. You can actually drive to one place, like a normal one-mile drive. It could take you maybe 5 minutes instead of the 30 minutes it usually takes. So you know... Well, I kind of like this.
I trust you appreciate, Kelly, the lengths to which we at Siren FM, the Midweek Drive, Southside Broadcasting, and indeed Shield Hack Hollywood and Combat Radio and LA Talk Radio have gone just to ensure you can have a car parking spot, Kelly. That's it's important.
My life revolves around it. But as you said, we don't have to worry about that anymore.
Yep.
Has anyone checked on Australia?
Do you know, we've asked one of our Facebook correspondents, said, you know, have we checked on Australia? I think it's still there when last I checked.
Oh.
You know? Known for yes. I mean, Olivia Newton-John, of course, and lots of convicts. But obviously that was a long time.
Yes.
We don't talk about that now because it's a different...
people with big foreheads.
Exactly. They do. It's very, very critical that's actually there. Would you like to have Mike Dooley's next thought from the universe? Because Mike's in Mexico at present, but he produced a few of these, etc. So here's a special customised Mike Dooley thought for the universe just for us, Kelly. Are you ready for this?
Navidad, yes.
Before this odyssey ever began, there was you, your best friends, and wide-eyed curiosity among you about who would be the first to leap. The first to forget, the first to kiss, the first to tell, the first to fall, the first to get back up, and the first to remember that it all began with a dare to love in spite of it all. Is that you, Murgatroyd? I remember the glint in your eyes, all three of them, the universe.
There we are.
Wow, profound. I am the first to forget.
Yes.
We'll always
see
that.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget, we only...
I was in that pageant as well.
We yeah, exactly. We only choose to forget to have the joy of remembering.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If I can only recall.
There you go. Ed, any questions for Kelly about life, the universe, what it's like being an agent in Los Angeles at this time of the day or year, etc., and what fun things she's been doing?
I'd like to know what vibe you've got at the moment, Kelly, as regards to 2013. Where is it going to take you, and where is it going to take the rest of us?
Well, if there is such a thing as tomorrow, which there always is, according to Annie, I believe it's a brighter, brighter, brighter year ahead. I absolutely do. As far as our agency goes, which my life seems to be revolved around it, people are starting to work again, and it's great. Productions are happening again. They're hiring people again, and there's happiness in store. So it feels a little brighter.
That's good.
There's some great things. What about on your end over there?
And is the love going to spread to the rest of us? Do you think we're going to have a good 2013?
I hope so, and... I hope America will start following England's lead in ban on guns and things like that.
Kelly, as I say, you are one of our key players in the terms of actually getting America to realise that 1776 mistake at the Tea Party, it was all wrong. You know, we should connect together.
It is not the revolution and the new frontier anymore. Things have changed.
Plus,
and I just don't get it. Yeah. It just mind boggles me. And if you want to get me angry,
listen, Kelly. Let us take this to its logical routine. Fair enough. Have the right to bear arms if that arms happens to be a musket, which you have to reload four or five times to work through that. But if you take it to this route, you're getting an AK-47 or a submachine, you might as well have an atom bomb. Say, I'd like an atom bomb. You know, let's go with this. You know, don't do it. It's crazy.
And who needs more than one, you know?
And that's
what really gets me. The fact that they want to curb it to one gun a month.
Yeah.
Who,
yeah.
I,
It's not good.
Well, I don't know who that other person is.
Breathe, Kelly. That's important.
I can.
yes, you can. That's why you're with us. Penny Evans, who actually has wrote a little update on her Facebook routine, she said, "I just got mentioned on here and wasn't expecting that. Nope, I don't like zombies. And much as I like hearing Phil, I doubt I'll be up for 5 a.m. when the Chill Pack gang are on from L.A., though. Don't worry, they'll be back. Ilana Rain will be coming to us in all sorts of ways. And see the words. You might like to know, Kelly, that we've already started putting up several photographs. Well, actually five so far have actually gone on our special Southside Broadcasting Facebook page for this thing. So,
ooh,
yeah, you can see what some of the guys sort of look like.
I would love to.
So, Nicola, anything you'd like to throw to Kelly about life, the universe, or indeed her own philosophies, which are always very positive?
Well, if we get past tomorrow.
I love that, Anna.
Yes. Are you looking forward to Christmas?
I am. I truly am. It's a new way of looking at things. It's not for myself. It's for my son. And everything, he's so gullible. I love it. And he does start to question things, but, you know, his anticipation is magical, and creating new traditions, some that I always wanted to have and did not have, but get to create them for him, and it's a lot of fun, and we're going to really enjoy it. We're going to go to Lake Tahoe. I don't know if you know where that is in California, but
it's a very wonderful place, Kelly, because you will be there. That's the important thing.
We're going to go.
And the family. Penny Evans, again, a little poster. I just like this because, as I say, we like to read them out if you like to send them in. Just to let you know, I am enjoying the show very much, and that was a shock hearing you mention me on the radio. I wasn't prepared for that at all. Blush. Okay, I truly believe that Armageddon means change. I feel that 2012 has been a really tough year for me and many folks in general all over the world. Maybe we are reaching the end of all this negativity, and now the positive can start happening. Wishing you and the radio crew a happy Christmas and a better and a happy New Year. Wonderful.
Oh, I like that.
How are the tweets coming out? Are they coming through in various ways? Or
just
giving up?
A little bit of a search for you, Kelly, on Twitter.
Yes.
Are you there?
I
don't tweet.
No.
She
gets other people to tweet for her.
I can see Southside Broadcasting has tweeted in January 2011.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. That's very true. January 2011. Yeah. Very crucial. Kelly, it's time for us to say those last two classic questions, because in the next hour we're going over to Kenny Halliday. I'll be talking about 8 Coronas, Sarah Chase live from Germany, and Belinda Wannis, who is an Australian, well, actually half Egyptian, half Australian, so we haven't ignored the Australians completely. They've just moved over to Britain. Anyway, Belinda will be with us as well in the second hour, plus another Mike Dooley thought for the day, plus Ilana Rain will hopefully be connecting with us as we kind of build up this hour-long routine. So, Nicola, last two questions for Kelly, please.
Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today?
A great way to spend my last day, so thank you. Yeah.
And can we look forward to hopefully speaking to you in the near future?
Of course, because there will be a tomorrow.
Sadly, we don't actually have any Annie together, but would you like Danny Kay and the King's new clothes?
Yeah, I would love that.
This is the story of the King's new clothes. Now, there was once a king who was absolutely insane about new clothes, and one day, two swindlers came to sell him what they said was a magic suit of clothes.